Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I've looked forward greatly to be able to spend this time with you as we do go into the Word. It's going to be on one of my favorite subjects. But before we begin, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that as we begin another week's worth of broadcasting, Father, I thank you for the opportunities that are going to be presented, that you will present the circumstances in our lives that will be opportunities for growing in grace. Father, I thank you that for, Lord, some period, much of this year, Lord, there's been great warfare and intensity of battles and trials and attacks. But Lord, I thank you that in spite of all the things that your people are going through, there's going to be a new dimension of trust in you, knowing that nothing comes our way that you have not first looked at and decided in your wisdom and in your providence that you would allow it. Sometimes, Lord, even the work of the enemy is allowed, just as you did in the case of Job, for your purposes. So, Father, it matters not. All that we are, all that we do, all that we have, everything is of you. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And so, Father, I thank you for the assurance that for those who are going through difficult times, that you are with them in very real and practical ways. Father, I thank you for joy. And sometimes, Lord, when the battles are really hard, or we're hurting in our bodies, or wounded in our spirits, or our emotions are tossed to and fro, and we're in great grief and sorrow, it's really hard to imagine joy. And Lord, what I'm asking for is not some outward pretense of smiles and laughter, but Lord, that deep joy that attends hope, a knowledge that all is well, and that you are going to bring your beloved through whatever they're going through. Blessed is the man that goes through the valley. And through whatever valley experiences, Lord, there are pools of refreshing water that we can drink at. And so, Father, I release that to your people. And as we spend time together today and this week, I pray for the ministry of the Holy Spirit to work in and provide for whatever needs we may have in our lives. Sometimes they're literal, they're financial, they're physical, they're material. Other times, Lord, they're intangible things of the Spirit. You know what they are. And so I release them by faith. And Lord, altogether, we do give you great thanks and gratefulness of heart and appreciation for who you are and for all the wonderful, bountiful benefits that you bestow in our lives, in the wonderful name above every name, that name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, when I said I was going to speak about one of my very favorite subjects, that is the Holy Spirit. And I don't know where you may be in your walk with God. Some of you may be very new. Others may have walked with the Lord for many years and you're mature believers. But one of the great discoveries we make when we start this spiritual journey with the Lord is that God gives us a very precious friend, and He is the Holy Spirit. Notice I didn't say it. I always cringe when people say that. He's not an it. He's a He. He's a third person of the Trinity. And He's very gracious. And He's just like Jesus in the extent that Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send another who will come in my name, and he will teach us everything that we need to know. He'll bring things to our remembrance. He is in state, in quality as Jesus, because there is one God. There are maybe three persons, and our little pea brains can't really grasp the mystery and the wonder of the Trinity, one God, three persons in one God. Yet we affirm it. We recognize it. There are many scriptures which demonstrate it. And so, Lord, we're just grateful for your presence. We appreciate who you are in our midst. We appreciate who you are in our lives. Amen and amen. I could just go on in prayer, I think, for an hour. However, let us go into the Word of God. And the precious Holy Spirit has been given to us when we are born again. That's what happens when we're born again. Our spirit, which is dead in trespasses and sin, when we open our hearts and we say, Lord, come in, make me a new creature in you, our spirit man becomes alive. And what causes that to happen is the Holy Spirit comes into our spirit and we become alive in Christ. We are born again. Now, we may not understand the depths of the theology and the profound workings of such events, but we can affirm them out of our own experience, and we can testify them, and we can declare that that is true. Amen. Not only according to the Word of God, but in terms of our own lives and the things we have known in our walk with the Lord. So the message I'm going to be sharing this week, or as long as the Lord would allow, is I've entitled Led Into All Truth. Okay. God wants to lead us into all truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And of course, that's one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit, to reveal Jesus, to show us the way in which we are to walk. Because Jesus, he intercedes for us. He loves us. He's very aware of everything going on in our lives. But he's not here physically, unless he chooses to appear in a vision or in a dream or in a actual personal encounter with someone. At this point, according to Scripture, he's seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is seated on the throne of his righteousness, and he is at the right hand of his Father, and he's basically ministering as an intercessor on our behalf until that glorious time. I wonder if Jesus ever gets impatient. Probably not. But one day, the Father is going to say to Jesus, Son, it's time. Go get your bride. Oh my goodness, I don't know about you, but that just gives me goosebumps of joy and anticipation, because that day is coming. No man knows the day or the hour. We keep trying, you know, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Really doesn't matter. I know when it's going to occur. Scripture tells us, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. It's just a matter of when that last trump sounds. Okay, and that's as far as I'm going on that subject. But let's go back to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life, in my life. God has a purpose for sending the Holy Spirit. Yes, he wants to lead us into all truth. Now, let's make that real practical. We're not talking about some profound theological concept, although yes, he is certainly able and very willing to do that. But he's a very practical God. And so he sometimes starts in the natural, first of all. He starts with very practical things. That's how Jesus ministered. He was always giving parables. He was always giving spiritual lessons about things that were real and concrete, about bread, about sowing and reaping, about the things of this natural world, so that this is the world in which we live in, our five senses, we could relate not only his disciples and the multitudes that he preached to, but in today's world, we need tangible stuff. We're creatures of flesh and blood and time. Spiritually, we may exist in eternity, but in terms of this natural body that we live in, we are very much in this realm. So God's purposes are to destroy any insecurities in your relationship with the Lord. Did I get someone's attention there? Because many times Although we know scripturally, we know what God says. God, Jesus loves me. This I know. The Bible tells me so, right? But when it comes to day-to-day living, many of us, because of the wounds in our spirit, because of the memories, the healing of memories that we need, because of the condition of our soul, in terms of our emotion, there is much healing that we need as individuals. And the Holy Spirit is very actively involved in working in those areas. And we cannot put ourselves down. You want a fancy word? Self-depreciation. I don't know about you, but that's something I've been engaged in quite a bit in days past. And that is basically a denial of God's selection and appointment of you. Why? Because you may have been criticized. You may have been put down. You may have been around people, friends, co-workers that didn't appreciate you, didn't value you. But beloved, this is a new day. You are beloved and appreciated of the God of the universe. He loves you. And if we put ourselves down in any way, in terms of our physical appearance, our emotional sensitivities, our intellectual capacities, or academic background, we're actually belittling God's wisdom. We're doubting His power or His willingness to become all that is necessary to supply our need. And that is just not material, physical, financial needs, but the needs of our soul, the needs of our person, the needs for approval and security and peace. Because if we constantly are feeling inadequate, how can we be peaceful in such a situation? Beloved, it's God working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Well, on that wonderful scripture, I will bring this broadcast to a conclusion, and we will pick up tomorrow at this same point, although we've got a lot to discover together as you choose to join me at the same time. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday. Or if you are able and miss a broadcast or whatever, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I close the broadcast with an encouragement for you to write and share your prayer requests. Yes, I know that's old-fashioned. Who writes? Nobody writes letters anymore, although I still write letters. And if you choose to email, you might want to include your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.